This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Leaders in Finland expressed their approval Thursday for joining NATO, a move that would complete a major policy shift for the country in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Their announcement drew an immediate rebuke from Moscow. The leaders said they came to their decision after allowing time for Finland's parliament and the public to consider the matter and to consult with NATO and neighboring Sweden. Officials in Sweden are expected to consider their own possible NATO application in the coming days. The Kremlin reacted to the news by threatening to take retaliatory military technical steps and other characteristics in order to counter the emerging threats to its national security. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in late April that if Finland and Sweden were to apply, they will be welcome, and he expects the process to be quick. World leaders pledged more than $3 billion on Thursday for the global fight against the pandemic as the United States marked a grim point in its own COVID-19 battle. And without the billions of dollars in emergency funding President Biden has sought from Congress, the U.S. has recorded about 82 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Estimates of the total deaths vary, but as of Thursday, Johns Hopkins University data said about 999,000 deaths had been recorded. The U.S. came to this gathering without a commitment from Congress for the $5 billion in global funding that Mr. Biden has asked for. Leading Vice President Kamala Harris appealed to the U.S. Congress to approve the White House funding request. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com.